Wall Street has closed weaker. Company earnings reports showing some evidence that they've been hit by the US-China trade dispute. And the Federal Reserve Beige Book also showing that economic activity in some areas of the US economy has signs of softness. Dow Jones Industrial Average has closed down 116 points. That's close to 0.5%. The other main indices are down by about the same margins. Our own top 50 index starts this morning at 10,655 after yesterday's rather modest 4-point gain. On the currency markets, the New Zealand dollar, 67.3 US cents. It did hit close to 67.5 US overnight. That's a three-month high and just a whisker under 96 Australian. 54.2 British pence, 0.60 euro, 72.7 Japanese yen and 4.62 yuan. Brent crude oil is down a dollar. That's around 1.5% to $63.70 US a barrel. And gold is up $19, $1,425 US dollars an ounce. We're expecting an announcement from Fonterra about its future coal usage a little later in the day. We'll bring you that, all the other business news and updated numbers, 12:15 in Midday Report.
Before you go, Giles, I see Netflix is down 10% today. Is the gloss coming off?
Well, all the tech stocks are under some pressure. They're being hit in the US by the various lawmakers. They're testifying in front of the various capital, the various congressional committees at the moment. And the EU has just opened up also a new front against Amazon, wondering whether, in fact, they're rigging the market to suit themselves. And so there's a competition investigation about to get started against them there. So
Netflix, turning a little bit, maybe.
Netflix is obviously caught up in the whole digital economy, and with that comes a scrutiny of how they run their businesses and how they play the game.
Interesting stuff. Thank you very much, Giles Beckford.